This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive barrage of Russian strikes has hit critical infrastructure in Kyiv, Kharkiv, and other cities in Ukraine. The attacks on Monday morning knocked out water and power supplies in apparent retaliation for what Moscow alleged was a Ukrainian attack on its Black Sea fleet over the weekend. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said that 80% of consumers in the city were left without water supplies. By evening, the number had fallen to 40%. Across Kyiv, 100 people lined up often for more than an hour to pump water by hand from wells to fill plastic bottles and cans. Kyiv authorities took measures to curtail electricity consumption. Teams in western India are searching for people missing after a century-old cable suspension bridge collapsed into a river on Sunday, killing at least 133 in one of the country's worst accidents in years. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the structure collapsed under the weight of the hundreds of people. Security footage of the disaster has shown the bridge shaking violently and people trying to keep hold of its cables and green-coloured metal fencing before the aluminium walkway gave way and crashed into the river. However, as families mourn the dead, attention was turning to why the bridge, built by the British in the late 1800s and touted as an engineering marvel, collapsed, and who might be responsible. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazilians have delivered a very tight victory to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in a divisive presidential election, giving the leftist former president another shot at power in a rejection of incumbent Jair Bolsonaro's far-right politics, da Silva getting 50.9% of the vote to Bolsonaro's 49.1%. This is VOA News. Dozens gathered at a memorial in Itaewon, the site of the deadly Halloween crowd surge in South Korea, to pay tribute to victims on Monday night. There was a constant in and out of the crowd, young and old, at the memorial site located in front of an Itaewon subway station, which is near the narrow alley where the incident occurred on Saturday, leaving more than 150 people dead. An estimated 100,000 people had gathered in Itaewon for the country's biggest outdoor Halloween festivities since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The South Korean government had eased restrictions in recent months. Britain's interior minister is defending the government's treatment of newly arrived migrants after critics blamed her for the, quote, wretched conditions endured by thousands of people at an overcrowded center for asylum seekers. Hundreds of people who had crossed the English Channel in small boats have been moved to a former airfield in southeast Britain after another processing center was hit with gasoline bombs on Sunday. There already were 3,000 people at the facility, which is intended to hold about half that number. Home Secretary Suella Braverman told lawmakers Monday that officials were, quote, working tirelessly to improve facilities for asylum seekers. But the right-wing politician also referred to small boat crossings as, quote, the invasion of our southern coast. Happy Halloween, but what are you doing with all those leftover candy wrappers? AP correspondent Rita Foley has one answer.
Americans are loading up on about 600 million pounds of Halloween candy, and a few companies are trying to make it easier to recycle those wrappers. Mars, they make Snickers and M&Ms, is sending thousands of free bags to consumers so they can collect the wrappers and mail them to a specialty recycler. Plastic wrappers are ideal for candy. They're cheap and lightweight. But they're a challenge for recycling companies, in part because they have to be cleaned and they're small and flimsy. Candy makers say they are working on new packaging that would be easier to recycle. I'm Rita Foley.
Billionaire Elon Musk is already floating major changes for Twitter as he begins his first week as owner of the social media platform. One proposal could make some users pay money if they want to keep a blue check mark on their profile. Twitter has historically used the mark to verify higher profile accounts, including Musk's, so that other users know it's really them. Critics have derided the mark as an elite status symbol. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.